This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember, the border's wide open while they're telling you you've got to go under lockdown.
Most banned network in the world.
One of the biggest developments in the last year and a half of this insane COVID saga has now taken place. As most of you know, we've been down to the border 6-7 times with our crew in the last year and a half. It is wide open on the Texas-Mexico border. We were just there a month ago, and they reported that over 1,000 people a week are dumped off at one Catholic charity, many of which are COVID positive. And when they're COVID positive, because they test them right there, they don't send them back to Mexico. They don't send them to the hospital. They don't send them to quarantine. They dump them out on the street. Well, now, today, McAllen has announced an emergency. Just since they started counting a few weeks ago, 7,000 positive COVID individuals who've been tested at the facility have been dumped down on the street. So remember that when you're supposed to wear a mask in your house, your kids are supposed to wear a mask, you've had the vaccine, but you're supposed to still wear a mask because the vaccine doesn't work. When you hear that, oh, you can't go in a store and New York has passed a law that you got to have it to get on a train or leave your house or go to a grocery store. Remember that while all this is happening, one border crossing in South Texas alone, 7,000 plus people, 1,000 in the last week alone who are COVID positive. And remember, we sent a crew down there just a week ago. It was reported that people that are actually sick, coughing and have trouble breathing, men, women, and children are dumped off at Whataburgers. So according to Biden, this is a serious crime. According to Biden, this is a serious threat. But because this is part of his larger agenda to collapse our borders, they're doing it. This proves the whole COVID thing is a power grab. It's not about keeping us safe. It's not about keeping us from dying. It's about the control they can use against citizens who they just claim, oh, the contact tracing app on your phone says you came close to somebody. We need you to go to quarantine. But when you've actually got COVID and you're actually sick, not asymptomatic, you're then dumped down the street. This is the smoking gun of smoking guns. And again, it just shows the UN has done a worldwide lockdown for over a year and a half. It's caused millions to starve to death. It's caused the third world to collapse. 8 out of 10 migrants who are asked, why are you flooding the U.S. from Latin America, from Africa, from Asia, from the Middle East, say, after a lockdown, there's no jobs, no farming, no business. So I don't blame these people trying to come here. But most of them are coming here without any money, without any future, without any job prospects, and many of them are seriously run down and sick. And instead of giving them aid, instead of giving them medical treatment when they get here, they're dumped down in America's streets. And then the rising COVID numbers are used as the pretext to further lock down this country. I don't see how Biden can do a new lockdown. I don't see how Biden can do anything other than be impeached for what he's been doing. Because for months and months and months, we have pointed out that open border is allowing a lot of serious disease in, including bubonic plague, that's now spread in California, Nevada, and Colorado. They're closing down major parts of the country because of the black plague that's killed hundreds of millions of people before. And again, that's part of the open border, and it's the same thing with COVID. So I'll be covering this tomorrow on my syndicated radio show, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. The Daily Caller article is very, very important. I suggest you share this report with everyone you know, because this just proves they're not trying to shut things down to protect us from COVID. They're shutting things down selectively to bankrupt the economy, put us onto a social credit score, put us on a universal basic income, and bankrupt the mainstream economy by saying that small businesses are not essential. This is a corporate consolidation of power and control, nothing to do with safety. And what Biden's done with months of notice about the COVID surging across the border proves it 100%, and he should be impeached right now for it. But regardless, the open border and Biden saying immediately surge the border, if I'm elected, this was all done premeditatively, and Congress must act to rein in this rogue president and secure our border now. It's in the Constitution that one of the few actions the federal government has jurisdiction over is our border. That's one of the few areas that they are completely derelict in right now. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the word about this report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, people asked me, why didn't you cover Bill Gates a few days ago when he was on with the Vanderbilt, Anderson Cooper, probably richer than him. Real wealth has their money hidden. Talking about he's sorry for meeting with Jeffrey Epstein and his relationship with him. Because we already exposed that years ago, over a decade ago, and the fact that Bill Gates lied about all of that. Bill Gates used to live with him when he was in Paris, London, and New York, and Zorro Ranch, and, of course, the pervert pedophile island. Little St. Perverts, Little St. John's. So that's what they do. And that's who they are. And so now his wife knows that's all coming out, so she's left him. Ms. French. But let's talk about the latest before I get back into Bill Gates. Now it ties into the Atlantic Monthly and those people. Democrat State Senator Tony Navarrete arrested on suspicion with sex with a minor. And we've also got photos of him with Pelosi and with all the top Democrats. I mean, they're like arresting one of these guys every day, it seems. State Senator Tony Navarrete, a Phoenix Democrat, was arrested Thursday on suspicion of multiple counts of sexual conduct with a minor. Navarrete was arrested on 27th Avenue and Bethany Home Road and booked into the Maricopa County Jail. Police records show, in addition, being booked on suspicion of four counts of sexual conduct with a minor, there are other charges, police said, without elaborating. Police said they received a report of at least one alleged incident that occurred in 2019. This arrest whipped through the political circles Thursday night. The statement Thursday, Senator Democrat said, "We are aware of our members have been arrested and are awaiting further details and law enforcement do its job. We will not have further comment about that." Navarrete, 35, Nosferatu, was elected to the House in 2016 and served one term before being elected to the state Senate. And there he is with guys in the ceremonial garb. We can show you the videos, the folks saying, "We are groomers, we're coming for your children." It's always that similar garb. Maybe they're just magically wearing it by accident. But they're pirates. And they're coming for our liberty. They're coming for control of our lives, in my view. But I don't think it's my opinion that this country is in the clutches of serious, serious, serious evil. In fact, we got a 3-minute compilation, a 5-minute compilation, an 8-minute compilation. Why don't you guys get one of the compilations together on we're grooming your kids, we're coming for them, we're going to get them, they belong to us. You know, we had that compilation long before they had the San Francisco choir. We're going to corrupt your kids. We're going to get them. You're never going to stop us. They belong to us now. We're coming for them. We're going to recruit them. I mean, that's what this is. This is a assault of all these weaklings and all these people that have been recruited into this evil. Now, speaking of weaklings, look at this headline. The Atlantic, unvaccinated people belong on a no-fly list. Senator Paul has come out and said these are nightmare authoritarians, but what they're telling you is what Biden's getting ready to do. Now, we need to back Biden off. They'll say, oh, Jones finally was wrong about something. No, I want to put pressure on them to the governors of the states and say, no, you're not putting us on no-fly list. We haven't taken your experimental shot that almost everyone sick and dying has taken. All over the world, they admit 95% of the people in the hospitals who are seriously ill had the shot. Most of those dying had the shot, the opposite of what Fauci said. The Atlantic says unvaccinated people belong on a no-fly list. Juliet Kim. Now let's look at some of these folks. You've got the editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, publishing this article. He's the same guy that said that we should attack Iraq and made up WMDs. And you've got the Obama Homeland Security official, Juliet Kim, calling for unvaccinated people to be put on no-fly lists. Really what they're calling for is an ID and a medical system with them in your life. But let's look at who owns the Atlantic. Let's look at that. Here it is. This is a photo. We can put the actual digital copy up, please, on screen. This is Ms. Jobs, the former wife of Steve Jobs. Lauren Powell Jobs, owner of the Atlantic Magazine and Ghislaine Maxwell. And she spends as much money or more as George Soros funding all the sexualization of kids and all the transgenderism and all the open borders and all the gun control and all the media censorship. She spends billions of dollars a year. And there she is with Ghislaine in their tropical retreat. Having a great time. These are powerful, empowered women showing the world they rule us. And after all, they're women, so they're allowed to. They're having fun. They're learning how to dominate everybody. Yeah, there's another photo of them together. Aren't they sweet? You'll soon pay for what you've done, monsters. Lauren Powell Jobs and Ghislaine Maxwell, what darling little friends flying around the Lita Express together, doing whatever they want, however they want. And everything they do is about hurting children. Everything they do is about destroying innocence. Everything they do is about raping us with a deadly GMO shot that grows blood clots in us, and now they want our children. They're just like, give us the children. Give us the children. Let us give them shots. Don't question. Don't. When kids die or people get sick, don't talk about it. Just shut up like Bill Gates. Has always taught us. Where is Jeffrey Epstein? He's where you guys are going to be. Soon enough, ladies. You're going to face God. You're evil, bad people. And you're monsters. Just like Juliet Kim. Who's all the big, fancy pants lady. She's like the witch in Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the most disgusting of them all? And they're all super evil, creepy women that have been brought up and raised and trained by their fathers, like Ghislaine Maxwell's father, an Israeli/MI6 agent who ran sex operations across England and is credited with basically creating pedophilia systems to control all the British Isles. These are some sick, sick, sick puppies. And they found it's much more successful having a woman, I guess a woman that would consider herself attractive, to seduce everyone into this culture and into these systems. Oh, I'm not saying this woman, Juliet Kim, working with these other women and hanging out with these women is like they are. I mean, undoubtedly, these guys, are their whole agenda and what they do is who they are. Now, one of them is locked up for it right now. I'm just saying that if I was going to cast somebody as a witch that feeds on children, I'd hire Juliet Kim. And there she is with Daddy and his little girlfriend. He trained her real early as a sex operative, probably 3. There she is with Daddy. How'd Daddy end up falling off that boat in the Atlantic Ocean? That didn't go too well, did it?
And where are you now? Where's Daddy's World put you now, sweetheart? In that jail cell, huh? And then there's Lawrence Powell Jobs, who they think we're so stupid doesn't know finances the attacks on this operation. I'm glad you guys reminded me about her. What a nice person. I wonder what God is going to do to these people. I wonder. So, they're just trying to claw us down into hell with them. That's all they're doing. But all we got to do is persevere and hold tight, fast and hold tight. We're going to win in the end. We got Mike Lindell joining us with big news. Start the next hour as we fight back against these monsters. I think they're so cool and so powerful. And I'm gonna finish up on the organ harvesting of babies after they're born and being kept in facilities where they're being murdered around the U.S. I'll just tell you about that. Of course, you know, you don't want to talk about that, or you don't want to save them either. I mean, you might get arrested, right? Yeah. Exactly. The FBI probably gets you if you try to save a baby that's about to have his organs taken at 10 months old.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Australia has 21% of their population vaccinated and 99%+ of the hospitalized. This is in the news of Australia. This is in ABC News, which is separate than our ABC. It's the Australian Broadcasting System Company, are reporting that thousands of people are in the hospital from COVID and one person wasn't vaccinated. So when I say 99, I mean, what is about 3,000 plus are in the hospital, they're saying, and you've got one person wasn't vaccinated. That's like 99.999. I don't even know what the math is on that. And then it's the same all over the world. So you can't say, oh, well, it's because, you know, these other countries have higher vaccine rates, so the new variant is just affecting that. No, it's a bunch of countries with super low vaccination rate. By the way, in India, they don't even take the same vaccines we do. The majority of their sick took the damn shot. Because if you, they never created a vaccine for a cold virus because the cold virus is in a protein jacket that is the same as our body. Very simple. I could play you hundreds of doctors saying it. We already know it. Why did we never have a cold virus vaccine? Because it causes autoimmune responses and makes your body eat holes in itself, and then you have strokes and heart attacks, and your lungs fail. And so these people taking a shot that does this, and then they can shed it, that's confirmed, and give it to people. So every minute I'm on air just feels surreal right now. Every second I'm on air, I just cannot believe they actually did it. And an idiot could see they did it. And I try to explain this to lawyers I know. I try to explain this to people I know that have degrees, insurance salesmen, you know. And they're just like, but it's a variant. And I go, do you understand that that means the vaccine doesn't work? Even if you believe it's a variant and not the vaccine doing it, then that means it doesn't work. Why is it the majority of the vaccinated? Because it's a variant. It's like an Idiocracy. They go, hey, I made the crops grow. Well, they put Gatorade on the crops called Bronco. He goes, you know, I think maybe you put water on it. That might make it. I mean, water like out of the toilet? I mean, it's like maybe Bill Gates is right. Maybe we do have to kill all these people. Maybe I'm on the wrong team. But I look at Ghislaine Maxwell and Steve Jobs' ex-wife, and I just think, you know, I don't want to hang around with them and you know, molest little kids or whatever. I mean, you got the idiot public doesn't even know they're being murdered. You got a bunch of vampire pedophiles. God almighty, look at this demon on screen. UK transport minister says vaccines will be needed for travel forevermore. Looks like a frickin' barracuda. I mean, that person's obviously a psychotic moron. And then you got the predators. And then you've got the prey. And then you've got those of us that just don't even know what to do. Because let me tell you, they're already telling the sheep that they're dying because we didn't take the shot. And the sheep are like, I took the shot, but I'm sick because you didn't take the shot. And but almost everyone that took the shot's sick, not us. I don't care. You are bad. You need to, burn your house down. That's right. That's what I need to do. Yep, Biden just came out. Remember he said that 200 million Americans died of COVID? When it was less than 600,000? Well, now he's done some new math. We got that video next segment. He's out again in his brown suit. Biden says 350 million Americans are vaccinated, which, of course, is 20 million more than the entire population. That's funny. Hey, but that's better math than... Hey, Snopes is going to have a fact check and say that's correct. Come on. Snopes. You know, and last week Biden said, or 2 weeks ago, he said, yeah, I just got my ass wiped. Snopes said he didn't say that. Doesn't matter, you saw him say it. Snopes is God. Snopes is king. And again, remember, you get millions and millions of people that take these shots that aren't vaccines, but the majority of the sick and dying, and that's being reported by the health services, but just disregard all that. It's the variant. So, again, that means the vaccine doesn't work, even if you buy their official crap. But, oh, they got a booster for that, which they said a year ago they were going to have a booster. This has all been pre-programmed. So I should open the phones up ahead of Mike Lindell and MyPillow joining us. You know, it's the big top thing on Twitter. Everybody wants me to talk about it. Everybody wants me to go there. Do people really want me to go into the babies held all over the world right now in facilities with their organs taken? Because they like to jack the prices up when they harvest those little guys. So they keep them alive sometimes a month, usually about a week. They tell mommy, okay, baby gone. Take them to a special ward. Send them to special nurses. And those nurses, to make an extra $100,000 a year, they're special nurses. They sign all the non-disclosures, everything else, because all it would take would be one video showing the little babies in there being harvested. Viable, born baby, and it'd all be over. Healthy babies. But see, that's why evil's moving. It's like, man, we've got people running facilities all over the country and the world, keeping babies alive and murdering them for their organs. You don't want to kill them right when the mom, you know, right when the mom has the, you know, she has a car wreck. It's 8 months old. Oh, ma'am, you lost your baby. Lost your baby over here. Or oh, this woman's on drugs. We're going to take your baby, but your baby's sick. Just we're going to not resuscitate the pregnancy. Sign this form. Or oh, your baby, you know. Oh, you're coming in for a 9-month abortion. Yeah, come on in. And that's what this all is the medical tyranny, just all of us clapping at each other. Oh, murder me. Yes, let me ignore the facts. Let me be a mindless idiot marching to your death. All led by a bunch of domesticated chicken neck men and a bunch of women. But all with the corporations patting them on the head. Here's your lollipop. You get your surprise, your gold star. You did good. Good. Good for you. And you're like, why would Governor Northam go on TV and admit they keep babies alive? I mean, I had it in all the literature. I had it in all the documents. Because he had to normalize it in front of medical workers. Like, yeah, we take the baby and keep it comfortable and then get the organs. And, you know. Because you've got to normalize something like that. You can't just... It's kind of like, well, of course pedophilia is good. I mean, of course we're going to teach your 3-year-old how to have anal sex. I mean, you know, that's all over the news now. I mean, Steve Jobs' ex-wife's going to teach us how. She's a good lady. So, I mean, that's who they are. That's what they do. And we're animals to them, and we put up with them, and we don't stand up for ourselves, so we are lower than animals. And now, there might get some traction with Fauci giving dogs maggots and letting them eat them alive. Now, he might go to jail for that. Like, what, you're implanting beagles with maggots so they can be eaten alive? Because he sees that as an art form. He likes to watch them.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years. Because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seconds to get back in the chair here. My headset had gone out, so it feeds me the audio back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here. Again, I don't do this for dramatic effect. I'm really having trouble even doing this show. And that's a paradox. It's like
This stuff's so horrible that sitting around and talking about it almost is like we're part of it. I mean, they knew these vaccines weren't vaccines. They knew it was going to make people's bodies attack themselves and their lungs and hearts and brains. They knew it was going to attack the ovaries. They had all the damn studies. Trying to create a vaccine for the cold, which is what this is been the holy grail. And it's well known. I mean, this is like very tried and true, very known what they did. So why would they pick an attack on everybody that's well known? They just have no respect for us. And so I'm trying to wrap my mind around this whole normalization process. And then I'm suddenly seeing articles all over the news about Kathy Griffin, the one that said kill Trump and all that. Oh, she's got lung cancer, never smoked in her life. She doesn't know what's happening. Well, I mean, you live in Los Angeles. It's a big, giant mountain bowl of 10 million people, and it's super toxic. I feel sick anytime I'm there. I mean, you know, that's one thing for you. But she said also, I'm fully vaccinated. She added that with her little cancer deal. Well, you know, will you guys give me the folder? Here it is, actually. This is just a small folder right here of all the admissions of people getting cancer after the shot. They say, oh, that's normal in your uterus or your breast or your lymph nodes or other organs like your lungs to grow tumors. Just tell the doctors don't worry about it for 6 months. That's actually the CDC recommendation. Not isn't malignant, isn't benign, which would be science. Just, oh, you noticed that tumor grew in about 2 weeks? Well, just don't worry about that tumor, sweetheart. But then the doctors don't. They cut out your uterus. They cut out your lung. They cut out your lymph nodes. They cut off your testicles. They cut off your breast. Oh, it may cause cancer false alarms, says ABC News. Well, then I guess Kathy Griffin's going to be just fine. And now, Andrew Dice Clay, dealing with Bell's palsy by continuing to perform Untouchable. And have we looked it up? Can we search Andrew Dice Clay? Has he genuflected? Has he told us that he took the shot? Because, you know, Bell's palsy is one of the main things the, quote, COVID shot causes, that in Guillain-Barre. I mean, they admit it does that. But if you try to talk about it like evil Dr. Mercola, they come to your house, they come to your business, they threaten you. Like, I saw the CNN piece, they go, he puts out disinfo that vitamin D and zinc and C are good to stop viral infections. Hell, you just die without them. And he puts out the disinfo that vaccines can be dangerous. Wow, that's why they got a multi-billion dollar fund they pay out every year? Dr. Mercola. And then I love how they pick a guy like him who's very introverted. Great guy for his age, incredible shape, you know, runs marathons, you name it. Knows exactly what he's talking about. Very moral guy. But they knew he's an introvert and already said no in an interview, so he'll run away so they can act like, oh, he's scared. You don't see CNN ambushing me, do you? No, they're scared of me. I'll talk to CNN. Here, get your ugly asses out here right now, CNN. Let's go. But I'm going to videotape what you do so you can't edit it out of context. Oh, no, you don't come after me, you little slime bags. And let me tell you something, CNN, I don't get happy about this. Let me tell you how the universe works. You're all going to get cancer and so are your kids. I mean, the level of suicide and death and failure by evil people. I mean, when you get God out of your life, the evil energy just takes you over and kills you. I mean, look at Mercola. He looks like he's like 30 years old and a football player, and the guy's old. And then, I've hurt myself, but life force wise, I'm very strong. But just look at him on the bike. And then show the CNN Skeksy Wraith chasing him around. Now he knew they were going to edit it and take it out of context. He didn't have a camera on him. So that's why he wisely went. I'm not saying he's bad for leaving. In fact, if I was riding around on a bicycle and they came up, I'd probably leave too because I didn't have a crew there. But I'm telling CNN, you want to come to Papa just like Piers Morgan did? Let's go. Oh, the doctor's a super spreader. Not only is the virus bad, but, oh, information's a virus. Yeah, that's what CNN calls me, is a virus. Of course, what's Mercola know? He says, what do? You go out and get sun. You're like a plant. You got to have it to live. Is he stupid? No. He lives the longest in the world. People in Italy, people in Japan that are farmers who culturally till the fields and work the fields with their shirts off. That's why in Japan, the ruling class wraps themselves in all that. That's how it started the Muslim world, or before that, the Arabic world, because royalty had to have real white skin. Those that had red skin or brown skin were associated with the lower classes. That's what Schwarzenegger means. Black farmer. Not because Arnold Schwarzenegger comes from black people, but in the old German, in that old Visigoth, you know, type language, that's what they called the lower classes was the black people, and the higher classes the white people, because the kings didn't go out and toll the fields. Well, I want to be black, and I don't mean copy Africans. I got red skin, baby. I need the sun. I get depressed without it. I get jealous looking at Mercola all baked in that Florida sun. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. And I'm not bashing white people that can't tan. And I've got a daughter that's got porcelain, beautiful skin. She can't tan. Hell, my son can't tan. So nothing against folks that can't tan. I'm just telling you that that's what you need, baby. Look at him, almost 70 years old. Look what he looks like. He's a freaking football player in college. And then look at this idiot running along behind him like he's done something wrong and he's the bad guy. Meanwhile, I got this whole stack here of people going in after the shot. Cancers grow within weeks and they cut them out because they're malignant. And it goes on and on and on. And they want to shut us down. But you know what? You haven't shut us down. That's why I love these listeners. That's why I appreciate these listeners, because this is a serious war. And we knew. We knew. I mean, I said it. Chris Sky said it from the documents. Anybody who looks at these is smart can tell you. We said by the fall, there'll be a new lockdown of this year, last year. And it'll be worse this time because these vaccines shed the literature. The studies show, I mean, they had to pass a law in the EU last year before they approved these vaccines saying you can viral shed from an mRNA shot and that people can infect others and have no liability. They're not just giving the vaccine makers liability now, protection. They're doing it for shedding. What's that tell you? And that's why Biden said you're going to have more restrictions, more guidelines. They've already got them written up, but they're getting all the stores and the shops. One of my crew members tried to go to Popeye's Chicken yesterday and go in. It's already shut down in Austin. Because the health department said so outside of law. And their answer, you're going to stay shut in till you take our new shot. When almost everyone's sick, 95% in Israel, 99.99999% in Australia. All the other, it's the same thing. The vaccine is the plague, but people can't admit they're being assaulted. They can't admit they're being attacked. They can't believe that Bill Gates wants to hurt them, even though Bill Gates says, I want to kill you. I want to kill you. I want to kill you. Now take my shot.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mike Lindell, embattled, a true American, is going to be joining us coming up at 6 after next hour. Let me show you again some more of these critical reports that are beyond critical to expose this criminal takeover, that are coffin nails to the fraud. Hey, did you know 95% of the hospitalizations in Israel are people vaccinated? Hey, did you know 99.9% of the people hospitalized in Australia are injected? That's not a Delta variant. That's what they were injected with. Because you don't have those numbers of those that weren't injected. Israel, Australia report 90 to 99% hospitalized, fully vaccinated. Big article, Infowars.com. Get it. Change the headline. Do whatever you want. Put your name on it. I don't care. Just get it out. Meanwhile, knowingly exposing others to HIV is no longer a felony in California. They changed that 4 years ago. They've also basically legalized pedophilia, giving kids inoculations under age 12 without parental consent. It's all about raping innocents. You see, Germany and the EU passed a law this year allowing viral spread from vaccines, because that's what these mRNA vaccines do, is they make you become a factory of that. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And here is the White House on August 2nd. Biden health official says it's time to impose requirements, that's mandates, to to get vaccinated against COVID-19 with Fauci and the head of the CDC looking on. They had their minion do it, announce the crime, the Nuremberg Code violating crime. And now they're getting ready to do lockdown too. Because they've got to act like there's an emergency going on, because there is, because there's all these people sick and dying who've taken the vaccine. And then those getting sick and dying now that are getting the virus protein sloughed off onto them, they admit. And what type of people would do this? Well, the type of people that have thousands of studies going in the U.S. alone, God, China, they say is even more horrific, with beagle puppies where they implant them with flesh-eating screw worms. See, the average maggot, the average larva of a fly doesn't eat live meat, but screw worms do. And they've got a lot of varieties of screw worms that were eradicated in the U.S., but Fauci wants to bring screw worms back. Oh, this isn't satire. This isn't me writing a Clive Barker Hellraiser's prequel. This is on Fauci's screensaver. I'm serious. He punches up laboratories. I've been around these guys, not him, but others. Like, oh, there's the monkey lab. There's the dog lab. They enjoy watching a dog with maggots implanted throughout his body dying. Like I told you, the VA got caught. By the way, this is not a joke for your listeners. It's on Infowars.com. Fauci implanted beagle puppies with pleasure with maggots to eat their bodies and then finally kill them. Now, nobody cares about humans, but he, of course, scalped babies alive and put their skin onto rats. But that was just part of what he did. That's all come out, too. But he's the good man that works for Bill Gates. He's the good man that did the inoculation program for different supposed pathogens in the New York gay community in the late 1970s where HIV popped up. He's a nice man like Ghislaine Maxwell and Steve Jobs widow running all this. Continuing, Alex Jones was right. Goes viral on Twitter for exposing fetal organ harvesting. And I mentioned this, but let me just go over it. I appreciate Jack Posobiec when a bunch of documents came out confirming this is going on at major universities. And that they are keeping babies alive, sometimes for weeks, so that they can auction off their livers and kidneys. See, these organs only live a few hours maximum if they're not hooked to the blood supply. But if you can keep the baby alive when it's in the third trimester, partial birth abortion, and then violate federal law, because you're supposed to kill it inside the womb, well, then you can do that. But the university's bragging here how they were delivered whole babies, hearts still beating. In fact, I don't have a way with words, do I? I should have just said up front. A government documents foyer confirms Fauci programs, Fauci-driven run programs, many of which he has his name on, didn't just scalp babies and put their hair on rats and mice. No, it's more liberal, more loving than that. They delivered whole babies, hearts beating, to the universities. And I'll just tell you, we know what they do. They also rape the babies. So, and I'm sorry I have to tell you that. They also have sex with dead babies, okay? That came out because they're still living. Sorry, they have sex with them before they kill them. That's a religion to them. That came out, I told you this 20 years ago, it came out in documents in Texas and in Missouri, other areas, where they do rituals and have sex with the babies. They go, oh, ma'am, your baby's been aborted. And the doctor goes and have sex with it, with the nurses behind the scenes. They rub blood all over each other. I mean, why would you want to be in a place that killed 9-month-old babies? Because you want to have sex with them. Now, remember, you're a new viewer. You're tuning in. You're like, see, there's a lot of stuff I haven't told you yet, but let's just start telling you everything. These are people that want to have sex with living babies before they kill them. And then after they're done raping the baby, and it screams and cries, then they go and they take its heart, first the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, all the different organs, and then they take the heart, and then they suck all the blood out, and then they take all the fat and all the tissue and all the bones, and they sell every bit of it in a ritual of hate and greed and pure Satanism. And that's who Fauci is when he's not implanting baby dogs with maggots. They are taking babies and scalping them and implanting it on rats. And his little vampire servants are in there hunched over the babies while they cry for mommy raping them. So there you go. Now you wonder why they put protein crystals in vaccines to kill you and your family. Because they're Satan worshipers that have gone to the ends of the universe. They've gone straight to hell, down a black hole, and anything you can imagine they do. And that's it. From implanting maggots in dogs to eat them alive so Fauci can watch it on his screen. He just loves knowing those dogs are in pain, itching and bleeding with maggots eating their flesh, gobbling them whole. He loves knowing they keep those babies alive and take those organs. And he loves knowing he's implanted you with that deadly prion crystal, and now it's spreading to everyone else. And he's going to murder you. He's got power over you. He's been given power by Satan over you. And he is a servant of Satan who is so proud of what he's doing. And he's going to get your children. You can look it up where they do satanic rituals with the babies' bodies. But that's just child's play. That's low-level stuff for Fauci. He likes to kill hundreds of millions and billions. But his minions, they get to, you know, it's like when Count Dracula gives the baby to his women. Oh, you go have fun with this little baby here. They're like, oh, that's all just little examples of what they do and how they operate and what they've got planned for you and your family. Okay, so there you go. There's Fauci. Thought you might want to know what he's up to today. And by the way, everything but the raping babies is documented on record. The maggots in the dogs, the keeping babies alive, taking their organs, which is all just as evil as having sex with them. But you have to understand, the Satanists like to have sex in churches at night. That's called a blasphemy. That's the high holy thing they do. And they want to defile children. And the highest order is to rape a child, that's Black Sabbath, and then kill them. And so these people are carrying out Black Sabbaths at an industrial level. The poor little kids grabbed out of Mexico and Latin America, they're being fed, they're being handed over, they're being tortured, they're being raped, they're being beaten, they're being enslaved. And it's all an affront to God to drive God's spirit out of the land so they can have full power and kill everybody. So there you go. There's the rest of the story. Separately, if you want to keep us on air to be strong until the end against the enemy, then we have things that will make you and your family healthy and stronger, things that are essential, like vitamin D3 with calcium, like a big, huge dose of vitamin C with, of course, the zinc that's so essential. We have the best high-quality products at 50% off in a flash sale. We have X2, even though it's selling out, I'm still going 50% off through the weekend on X2, the Deep Earth Iodine Crystal, and the dropper bottle, even though it's very close to selling out, but more is coming in soon. And we also have all the other products at InfoWarsStore.com that are only going to go for another day or so, and that is the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force. Those are only for sale for another 24 to 48 hours because they're very, very close to selling out. I've got some good news. Vitamineral Fusion is close to being back in. We also have the great Sleep Aids. We have both Knockout, and then we have Down and Out that's even stronger. Two different formulas. Look out if you use the Down and Out because they're both powerful. And we have Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sorry to have to tell you all this stuff. I know it all sounds insane. It all sounds crazy, but it's all real. And just understand that these are people that have very, very demonic directions for us. And their whole world is about our children. And, I mean, I like to go to a restaurant and order a piece of veal because the meat tastes good. I kind of feel a little guilty like this is a baby cow. These people don't want the flavor of the meat. They want the soul. They want to hear the baby screaming and crying. They want to affront God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.